Lesson 6. Sharing Life Together. The Church After Pentecost. Before continuing the lesson, read Acts 2:42-47. What details do you see about the fellowship of the Church after Pentecost? Soon after Pentecost, Acts describes the life of the Church. All who believed were together and had all things in common. Many people sold property to support the community life of the church. They were meeting frequently for worship at the temple and also meeting for fellowship in their houses. At a time when the work of the Holy Spirit among them was at its highest, the community life of the church was at its deepest. For those early believers, being part of the church meant much more than attending services on Sunday. The believers shared life together daily. Life in the family. In the New Testament, the church is called a family, Galatians 6:10, Ephesians 3:15. Believers are called children of God, Galatians 3:26, 1 John 3:2, and call each other brother and sister, James 2:15, 1 Corinthians 5:11. Let's imagine the family as it has been understood in most parts of the world until modern times. The network of relatives formed a clan, which was part of a tribe. The extended family provided protection, access to justice, land possession, employability, marriageability, education, old age support, orphan support, and widow support. Those things were hardly available outside of family connections. In that kind of culture, everyone in the family followed the same religion. Religion was not considered an individual choice. Children were trained in the family's religious traditions. Many converts to Christianity were rejected by their families. They lost everything that normally was provided by the family. The church became their new family. That's why they called each other brother and sister. The people of the church helped each other and depended on each other. If the people of a church see each other only on Sunday, they begin to think that only the Sunday meeting is church. The New Testament churches met on Sunday, but the church was alive and active every day. Pastors should know that serving the congregation through the week is just as important as leading the worship service. All kinds of spiritual gifts and abilities are needed, not just the gifts used in church services. There is a way for every person to serve. People of the community will see what it really means to be part of the spiritual family. As a family of faith, the church commits human resources and finds divine resources to meet needs of every kind for those in fellowship, demonstrating to the world God's wisdom in every aspect of life and inviting the unsaved to be converted and enter the family. Aspects of shared life. If people are sharing life together, their time together will include the following aspects. 1. Ministry is planned and accomplished together. In many churches, a small team is responsible for all the planning and work of the church. Everyone in the church should be able to participate in the work of the church, even new converts. 2. Needs are met together. If a person has a problem, he should be able to depend on friends in the church for help. That does not mean that a person should be allowed to be irresponsible, but if he is doing what he can, the church family should be ready to help. 3. Work is accomplished together. A strong relationship is developed when believers work together helping someone in the fellowship. They may also work together to support their own families. 4. Leisure time is spent together. People of the church should get together for times of enjoyment when they eat, visit, and do activities. 5. Special life moments are celebrated together. Not all cultures celebrate the same special events of life. Some of the special times people celebrate are birth, reaching a certain age, beginning school, finishing school, being baptized, having birthdays, getting married, having children, having funerals, and other special times. People in other religions usually have special ceremonies to celebrate these times. The church should also have a way to share the special times of life together. Tithe in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, tithe was not just to support the temple and those who conducted its worship. Tithe was also for relieving the financial needs of widows, orphans, and foreign immigrants, Deuteronomy 26:12. It was also for having special parties, Deuteronomy 12:17-18. The uses of tithe show us that all aspects of life together are relevant to the church. Fellowship and economics. Before continuing the lesson, read James 2:15-16. What do these verses imply about Christian fellowship? Sometimes people live as though financial needs are unrelated to the fellowship of believers. But Scripture tells us that being part of the family of faith means that we should respond to needs. Fellowship means sharing life, not only spiritual experiences, but also daily life. It can include sharing financial resources, 2 Corinthians 9:13, 2 Corinthians 8:4, Romans 15:26. In the first century Christian community in Jerusalem, nobody lacked what he needed, Acts 4:34-35, because people shared what they had. When there was discrimination in the church's financial assistance, the ministry was hindered. When the problem was corrected, the gospel continued to multiply converts, Acts 6:1 and 7. In AD 125, a Christian named Aristides wrote, "They walk in all humility and kindness, and falsehood is not found among them, and they love one another. They despise not the widow, and grieve not the orphan. He that has, distributes liberally to him that has not. If they see a stranger, they bring him under their roof, and rejoice over him, as it were their own brother. For they call themselves brethren, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit and God. But when one of their poor passes away from the world, and any of them see him, then he provides for his burial according to his ability. And if they hear that any of their number is imprisoned or oppressed for the name of their Messiah, all of them provide for his needs. And if it is possible that he may be delivered, they deliver him. And if there is among them a man that is poor and needy, and they have not an abundance of necessities, they fast 2 or 3 days, that they may supply the needy with their necessary food." Julian the Apostate, a Roman emperor, AD 361-363, who persecuted the church, made this statement about Christians: "The godless Galileans feed not only their poor, but ours also." Note, Christians were called godless or atheists because they believed in only one God, and that he was invisible rather than believing in a multitude of visible idols. A church is only fulfilling half of its responsibility if it preaches repentance but does not invite the repenting person into a family of faith where he learns how to sustain his new life. For example, if the church tells a woman she cannot be supported by an immoral relationship, the church should also tell her how she will find support in the family of faith. In some parts of the world, we see congregations that demonstrate this kind of Christian community. This total fellowship results not only in care of the members in financial matters, but also a great empowerment for ministry. These churches of the poor in Bolivia have what we could call a stewardship for survival. Popular churches planted among the poor cannot depend on a tradition, on the help of the state, on the endowment of rich benefactors, or on a body of professional ministers. They have to be fellowships where members join forces to make the community live, grow, propagate the faith, and survive. The stewardship of the totality of life is experienced as total missionary mobilization. What seems to be more difficult to obtain in the case of developed and established churches is lay mobilization, total participation in the holistic welfare of the Christian community. Among the churches of the poor, such mobilization is the normal lifestyle of the community. No other form of life and ministry is possible. Source: Samuel Escobar in The Urban Face of Mission, Ministering the Gospel in a Diverse and Changing World, edited by Manuel Ortiz, and Susan S. Baker. Phillipsburg, P&R, Publishing 2002, page 105. We might assume that a church must have a lot of money to take responsibility for its members, but this kind of community is being demonstrated in churches of the poor in Bolivia. People of every society share life financially through the public economy. We buy the things we need and work to earn money. Another kind of economy works in a family. The work that each member does for the family is not measured in dollar amounts. Each person is expected to help in the ways that he can, without a strict accounting being kept. Help is given in the context of the family relationship. It is not expected that every member will be able to do the same things or do work of equal value, but he should do what he can. If a member of the family is unwilling to do what he can, he will be confronted about it and may not get the help he wants from others. The economy of a congregation should be more like the family economy than the public economy. For it to work, relationships in the congregation must go beyond surface friendliness. Questions will be asked when a person asks for help after being irresponsible with his own resources or after being unwilling to help others. A congregation learns to develop this relationship among their people. They must be able to explain the church to people who never help anyone but ask for help. They must teach people who cannot cooperate with others. They must confront those who feel free to follow their own inclinations on ethical matters and do not respond to pastoral correction. Practical directions. Before continuing the lesson, read 1 Timothy 5, 3-16. This passage gives practical directions about how the church should support members who have needs. Verse 16 says that people should take care of their family members so that the church can take care of people who have nobody to help them. The apostle assumes that financial care of members is the church's responsibility. Obviously, if every member became financially dependent on the church could not help anyone. This passage gives practical directions so that the church can help the people who really need it. This passage speaks specifically of widows, but the principles could be applied to other people also. We know that the church has responsibility for others. James 2, 15-16, implies that we should respond to the need of a brother or sister. James 1, 27, mentions widows and orphans. Three principles about the church's financial support of members. 1. Family has the first responsibility. Family members are responsible to help relatives in need so that the church does not have to support them. 1 Timothy 5, 4 and 16. If a person will not help his family, he is not a believer. 5, 8. If a pastor sees that someone in the church has a need, he should find out what the person's relatives can do to help. 2. A faithful member deserves help. A widow deserves help if she has lived as a faithful Christian and has helped others. 5:10. The same principle would apply to others besides widows if they are in need and unable to provide for themselves. 3. A member should do what he can for himself and others. A Christian should do what he can to be a blessing to others. 5:10. If he does not have employment, he can find other ways to help people. A person who is not willing to work should not be supported by the church. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Before continuing the lesson, read 2 Thessalonians 3:6-12. This passage tells us much about the life of the early church. Here, Paul deals with a problem of people who were depending on the church for support so they would not have to work. They spent their time visiting people and spreading gossip. What does this tell us about the church of that time? They were taking care of their members. The church had a responsibility to make sure that nobody in the church was hungry. They were like a family. Because they were like a family, it was possible for a person to be lazy and depend on others. Paul told them that they should require everyone to do what he could do. If a person is not willing to do what he can, he should not be allowed to eat the food provided by others. It is wonderful when the church is like a family that meets all kinds of needs. For that to happen, the church must have principles to follow. The church must have requirements for those who depend on the church for support. Without requirements, the church will soon become too burdened with lazy people and will not be able to continue meeting needs. Pastors and deacons must guide the church to function as a family. They must respond to needs with love. However, love means that they are willing to speak the truth. If a person is not taking responsibility, someone must be willing to talk to him about it. If a person does not help other people and do what he can to support himself, the church should not continue to support him. It is right to ask questions when someone asks for help. Is he willing to help others? Does he work when he can? Does he use his money wisely? Does he take responsibility for his family? Many people come to the church to ask for help. The church must have a way to show care for people the first time they come, even before the person shows responsibility. Then, there must be a way for the relationship to develop. The person should know what he should do to become part of the fellowship of the church. 7 summary statements. 1. The work of the Holy Spirit in the church brings members into a close relationship of sharing life together. 2. The church is a family that shares life every day and works together to meet every need. 3. The church invites the repenting sinner into the family of faith, where he learns to sustain his new life. 4. When the church functions every day, there is a place of ministry for every believer. 5. Church time spent together includes ministry, needs, work, leisure, and celebration times. 6. Christian fellowship includes sharing of material resources. 7. The church does not have to help people who do not do what they can to help themselves and others.